I will call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order October 11th, 1 p.m., State Capitol Building. This is Chairman Nelson. I have with me in the hearing room Commissioner Hansen, and we have Commissioner Feagin with us on the telephone line. Is there a motion regarding the minutes of the September 27th meeting?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the minutes of the September 27th, 2016 commission meeting.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Consumer reports from Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The commission received a total of 66 contacts since the last report was prepared for the September 27, 2016 commission meeting. 8 of the contacts involved telecommunication service, 13 of the contacts involved electric service, 6 contacts related to natural gas service, 7 contacts related to wireless service, 12 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 2 contacts related to wind energy, and 18 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. We still have 2 open complaints in 2014 and 1,124 of the 1,154 complaints received in 2016 have been resolved.
Thank you. Questions? Seeing none, thank you. We will move to docket EL 16-032 in the matter of the petition of Northern States Power Company doing business as XL Energy for approval of its 2017 infrastructure rider project eligibility and factor update. And the question we're going to deal with is, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date? And I will go first to staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Melhoff for staff, and staff recommends the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Pauley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners and staff. This is Eric Pauley. I'm the community relations manager for XL Energy here in Sioux Falls, and I'm here to represent the company today regarding the 2017 infrastructure rider filing fee. We have no objections, and XL Energy understands and accepts the obligation to pay a filing fee.
Thank you. Questions or motions?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 16-032, I move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to TC 16-055 in the matter of the approval of a Lifeline link-up and Tribal Lifeline Amendment to the interconnection agreement between Quest Corporation doing business as CenturyLink QC and Mid-Continent Communications. Mr. Topp.
Chairman Nelson. This is an amendment to make the agreement consistent with an FCC ruling that came out in 2015. We ask for approval.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pat Stephenson as staff. This agreement was properly filed, properly executed, and does not appear to contain any discriminatory provisions. No comments were filed. Staff recommends approval. Thank you.
Questions? Motions.
Mr. Chairman, in TC 16-055, move that the commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to TC 16-056 in the matter of the approval of a wireline interconnection agreement between CenturyLink Communications Company, LLC, and New Horizons Communications Corp. And we'll go to Mr. Topp.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. Commissioners, this is an interconnection agreement, and we'd ask that the commission approve it.
Thank you. Staff.
This is Brittany Melhoff for staff. The agreement was properly filed, properly executed, and does not appear to contain any discriminatory provisions. No comments were filed, and staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Questions? Motions? I will move in TC 16-056 that the Commission approve the interconnection agreement. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, our next regularly scheduled meeting will be on Wednesday, not the normal date, but on Wednesday, October 26th at 1:30 in the afternoon. Is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.